pilot Sam Steensland's office has 7,000 pounds of thrust.
All right, engineer choice.
We're not going anywhere, but Steensland wanted to show off his Learjet 45XR's avionics and help me get some sound of an engine firing up on the tarmac of Juneau's airport.
Will that work, or should we get another one going?
That's running? That's really quiet.
I know it is.
Yeah. It's like my Nissan Leaf.
Exactly. Pretty nice, isn't it?
This is Airlift Northwest's newest aircraft. It replaces a slightly smaller Learjet.
Just as fast as our old jet, but it carries a lot more fuel. The nurses have a lot more room in the back to work. The avionics up front are a lot nicer. So I'd say just about everything about it's a lot nicer.
It's not uncommon for a patient in Southeast Alaska to be medevaced to a larger hospital, usually in Anchorage or Seattle. But a few communities have runways too short to land a jet.
We can't do Skagway or Hoonah in the jet. And that's why we have our turboprop can do those.
The turboprops are common, but they fly lower and slower and are more limited by the elements. There are also some situations where planes can't land at all. For example, Angoon on Admiralty Island doesn't have an airport, or a patient might need extracting from the deck of a fishing boat, or there's a lost hunter in the wilderness. In cases like these, they're often evacuated by the Coast Guard, which has rescue helicopters based in Sitka and Kodiak.
And the Coast Guard helicopter will actually land right beside our plane. We'll transfer the patient onto our plane and off we go to wherever they need to get to.
Inside the Learjet's cabin, there's a long stretcher where an injured or ill patient is secured. There are seats for the two flight nurses and even extra space for up to three family members. Elise Blasco, the Juneau base manager for Airlift Northwest, says the aircraft is stocked with medications, equipment for blood transfusions, and monitors to provide the patient with intensive care.
We are a flying ICU, so everything that you're going to find in an ICU, we're going to have the capabilities to initiate or continue in this aircraft as well.
Stabilizing patients is essential because a flight between Juneau and Seattle can take more than 2 hours while cruising at more than 500 miles an hour. Diana Paul is a flight nurse who says the newest jet is an upgrade for everyone on board.
It has a lot more headspace, so the patients are a lot more comfortable. Before, it was pretty tight and they'd feel a little claustrophobic, so this is really a lot more comfortable for the patients and us, and it has a lot more fuel range so we can go further.
Airlift Northwest charges by the mile, and a flight to Seattle can cost around $100,000. An hour and 20-minute trip up to Anchorage is at least $70,000. The providers bill insurance companies first, but patients sometimes find their insurer won't pay the full amount, says Shelley Deering.
I cannot emphasize enough that it's really important for Alaskans to look at what their insurance covers for medevac to make sure that they are covered.
She handles the billing for Airlift Northwest, the nonprofit that's an arm of the University of Washington. She says some insurance plans cover more than others.
So it's good to check your insurance to see what it does cover.
There are three medevac providers in Southeast Alaska, two of which are for-profit enterprises. All three offer an annual membership plan. That means households that are enrolled won't be billed for anything their insurance company won't cover. She says sometimes people sign up from a hospital bed while waiting to fly.
But you have to be awake or have someone as an advocate who can do that for you.
So it's good to do your homework ahead of time, because you may not get to it if you're a medevac patient being treated at 41,000 feet. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.